Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ir haKodesh. Beizr Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fourth topic of Parshas Dvorim, where Moshe Rabbeinu skips 38 years from the Chet HaMeraglim and recounts the more recent history of the past 6 months or so that we learned about in the second half of Parshas Chukas. This is after the Gzeiro, as a result of the Chet HaMeraglim, has been completed. All the men over the age of 20 at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim died, and now we're ready to enter Eretz Yisrael by the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Beis, Posuk Beis. Vayomer Adonai Elai Lemor, Rav Lochem Esoides Hor Hazeh, Pnu Lochem Tzafoino. And Hashem told me, you've spent long enough surrounding this mountain. What is this mountain referring to? The last words of the previous Posuk. We've been surrounding Har Seir because of the Gzeir of the Chet HaMeraglim. You've spent enough time surrounding the Har Seir. Head north. Time to enter Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Pnu lochem tzafoino. Soivu lochem leruach mizrochis. Turn to the eastern border of Eretz Moav. Min adoroim latzofoin. Pneichem latzofoin. Until now, you've been on the southern border of Eretz Moav. Turn facing towards north. If you're turning from the south towards north, you're going to be walking alongside the eastern border. This is Pshat in the Posuk. In Sefer Shoftim, in the story of Yiftach, the Haftorah of Parshas Chukas, Am Yisrael came to the eastern border of Eretz Moav. This Pasuk, Pasuk Gimel, is a title for the following topic. They didn't actually do this yet, because we're about to learn. First, they're going to pass by the southern border of Edoim, which is west of Moav. They didn't reach the southern border of Moav yet, but eventually, that's what they're going to do. Without Rashi, I could have learned Pshat in the Pasuk, Pnu lochem tzafoino, head straight up north. Namely, ask Eretz Edoim if we could pass through them and we'll go straight up north, if they give permission, which in the end they didn't. So we had to continue along the southern border to Eretz Moav and then turn on the eastern border like Rashi said. But Rashi learns not that way. Rashi learned that this pasuk is a title and Pnu lochem tzafoino is going to happen over the course of the next topic. Posuk Dalit Veshom Tzav Leimor Atem Oiverim Begvul Achichem Bnei Yisov Yoshevim Beseir Vireu Mikem Venishmaltem Meoid. Command the nation and tell them, you are passing by the border of your relatives, the descendants of Esav who live in Seir. They will be scared of you, but you be careful, watch yourself. Watch yourself from what? Says Rashi, Umau Hashmiro, Altis Gogubom, the very next Pasuk. Be careful, watch yourself not to provoke them. Don't ride on the fact that they're scared of you anyways and think of provoking them, starting up with them. Do not. Pasuk Hey. Altis Gogubom, Eki, Loyetein, Lochem, Meartom, Ad Midrach Kafrogel, Kirusho, Leisov, Nosati, Eshar Seir. Do not provoke them, for I will not give you any part of their land, not even to pass through them without permission. Because Har Seir I have given to Esav as an inheritance. Inheritance from who? Rashi will tell us. Says Rashi, Ad Midrach Kafrogel. The word Ad over here is used in an unusual way. Usually Ad means until. Over here it means Afilu, even. Afilu midrach kafrogel, even stepping through with a foot. Kloimer afilu dirsas regel, eni mar shalochem lasis ba'altsom shaloi bershus. I do not allow you to do that without asking permission. And although over here when Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the story, he doesn't repeat that we asked permission from Edoim to pass through their land. But that is indeed what happened, as we saw above in Parshas Chukas, and they said no. Umedrash Agodo, the drash of this posuk, darshens the word ad in its usual usage, until when? Until the famous feet will step on harazesim, shenemar posuk in Zechariah. that we learn on the first day of Sukkot, Shinema v'omdu raglov v'yayim ha'u ala razesim, lo osid lo by the gulo asidu HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stand on harazesim. And when that will happen, then we will yarshin ha'aseir, we will yarshin Eretz Edoim. So it comes out a bit interesting. The poshup shatan of the posuk is using the word ad not in its usual form. Namely, it means afilu. And the drash is using the word ad in its normal usage. Yerusha le'esiv. Le'esav. Where did Esav get this Yerusha from? Says Rashi me Avrohom. As we learned above in Parshas Lech Lecha in Bris Berin Bein HaMesorim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bris with Avraham Avinu, Asoro Amomim Nosati Loi, he gave him 10 nations. Shiva Lochem, 7 of those are for you, Am Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, but 3 of them, Keni, Uknizi, V'Kadmoini, and those are, Hein Amoin, Umoyo, V'Seir, that, Echon Mehem, one of those lands, Le'esav, that's Seir, V'Ashnaim, 2 of them, namely Ammon and Moav, live Neiloit. So the Yarshin did from the lands I gave to Avraham Avinu. But Rashi has to explain. Mele Esav, Esav is a descendant of Avraham Avinu. So it's Shayach Eirusha from his Zeta, from his grandfather. But Bnei Loit, Loit is Avraham Avinu's nephew. What Shayach Rusha? And Vadrashi, Bishar Sholach Ito Le Mitzrayim. When Loit went with Avraham Avinu to Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim asked about Soror, when Avraham said about Sarah that he's his sister, so they shouldn't kill him, and Loit was quiet, he didn't spill the beans. So he became like Avraham Avinu's son, and therefore he yarshined Amoinu Moyov that was given to Avraham Avinu with the Keni Knizi Kadmoini. We saw at the beginning of the parasha in Posuk Zayin Velkol Shechenov, Rashi told us that the original plan before the Chet HaMeraglim is that we should yarshin also Amoin, Moyov, and Ha'aseir. And here, the Pasuk is telling us, Rashi is telling us, that was given the Yerusha le'Esav, we have no right to it. That's as a result of the Chet HaMeraglim. True, these lands were given to Esav and Bnei Loit as a Yerusha, until Am Yisrael comes and takes it over. But because of the Chet HaMeraglim, we lost that right. Posuk vav oichel tishberu meitom makesef vachaltem v'gam amayim tichu meitom makesef ushsisem. This is a new detail that Moshe Rabbeinu reveals to us over here that we were not told above in Parshas Chukas. That Moshe Rabbeinu told us to buy food and water from them, from the Bnei Esav. And we did, as we'll see later on in the Parsha, even though we did not cross through their country. And that detail, Moshe Rabbeinu does not repeat over here, that we asked permission to cross through, and they did not let us. Says Rashi, Tichu, Loshen Mekach, buying, V'chein Asher Korisi Li, Yaakov Avinu tells his children to bury him in his plot, in Moras HaMachpelo, Asher Korisi Li, that I bought it off Esav. Shekin Mekach HaYam, in the islands, Korin HaMechiro, Kiro, that's what they call a Mechiro, sale, they call it a Kiro. So you have 2 words in this pasuk, meaning sale, to buy, tishberu and tichru. Pasuk zayin eki adonai Elohecho beirachecho bechol maaseh yodecho yodah alech decho es hamidbor hagadol laze ze 40 shana adonai Elohecho imoch lo yichosar to davar. Because Hashem has blessed you in everything you do. Hashem put his mind to it, to the fact that you're going through this great desert for 40 years. And therefore Hashem was always with you. You lacked nothing. You have everything. And therefore, you have the money to buy the food and water from Esav. Don't consider yourself, don't act like anim, like paupers. That would be kfiro b'tevos shel mokoim. Rather be proud that Hashem took care of you. You have all the money in the world to buy their food and water. Says Rashi, Ki Hashem Elokecho berachecho lefichoch lo yisich peru estoivosoi. Do not be ingrates by denying Hashem's goodness to you. Laharu is keilu atem anim. Eloharu atchem ashirim. Show that you're rich. Posuk ches vanavo yomei eis achinu v'nei eisov. היושבים מבסעיר מדרך הערובו מאילס ומהציון גובר בנפן ונעבור דרך מדבר מויוב. And we passed by our relative, the descendants of Esau, living in Seir, Miderech HaArovo. The Arovo is a strip of land south of Yam HaMelech. It's a valley. They passed through there, through a place called Elas and Etzion Govel. Vanefen, Vanavoir, the word Vanefen means to turn. Now we made a left turn after we passed by the southern border of Moyov, the next country over, to the east of Edom. We now make a left turn, and we turn on to the eastern border of Moyov, which is Midbar Moyov, the desert next to Moyov, and now we're facing north. Says Rashi, Vanifen Vanavu Letatzofoin, Ofachnu Ponim Laloich Leruach Mizrochis. And here's another detail that Moshe Rabbeinu does not recount. Something happened between when we passed by Esav until we passed by Moyov. In Parshas Chukas we learned, that's when Aaron HaKohen died, and Rosh Chodesh Av. Posuk tes, v'yoymer Adonai Elai, al totzar es Moyov, v'al tisgor bo memilchomo, ki lo yeten lecho me'arzo Yerusho, ki livnei lo it nosati es or Yerusho. And Hashem told me, do not make a siege against Moyov, and do not provoke them with war, because I will not give you from their land as an inheritance, because I have given Or. Or is the region of Moyov, is called Or, as we saw above in Parshas Chukas. Or, Moyov, I have given to Bnei Loit as an inheritance, as Rashi told us before. The following Rashi is going to compare two Psukim, our Pasuk Tes, regarding what we're not allowed to do to Moyov, and Pasuk Yud Tes, what we're not allowed to do regarding the nation of Amoin. Rashi is going to compare the two Psukim. So first, let's see Pasuk Yud Tes, so we know what Rashi is referring to. Pasuk Yud Tes says, V'koravto emul b'nei Amoin. You're going to approach b'nei Amoin. Al tetzureim, do not make a siege around them. V'al tis gobom, do not provoke them. The same words, kimat. I will not give you from their land as an inheritance. It's given to Loit, as we know, Amon and Moyov were two brothers. Rashi points out, by us, by Moyov, it says, Al tisgo bo milchomo, do not provoke them by waging war against them. And over there by Amon in Pasuk Yud Tes, it simply says, Al tisgo bom, do not provoke them at all, even not in a war way. Says Rashi, V'al tisgo bo milchomo le'osar lo'em al Moyov ela milchomo. Regarding Moyov, the Isser is only a milchomo, a war, a full-fledged war. Avol miyarim hoyu oisom, they were allowed to scare them. V'nirem lo'em k'shem zuyonim, they're allowed to show their armor towards them. And that explains, L'fichok k'siv in Parshas Bolok, v'yogo Moyov mipnei ha'om. And one could be bothered. What are they afraid of? Do they not know that the Pasuk says, Al tisgo bo milchomo? The answer is, yeah, Al tisgo bo milchomo. We can't have a war against them. But, shoyushoylelim, uvoizezimim, we would loot them and scare them and take things from them that we're allowed to do. Avol bibne amoin in Pasuk yutes. Nemav al tisgo bo, do not provoke them. Shum giwoy, any type of provoking. Why? Why does Amoin get special treatment more than Moyov? Bizchar tzniyus imom shaloi pirsemo aloviho. We know that both Amoin and Moyov were both mamzerim. They came from the benois loit who were mezana with their father. They got their father drunk, they were mezana with him, as we saw in Parshas Vayero. The name Moyov spells it out. Me'av. This child came from my father. Mashenkin, the word Amoin, yes, it's my nation, it came from my relative, but it's not as explicit. She was a tznua, the mother, the sister, the daughter of Loit, that named her daughter Amoin. Kmo she'osa so abechira, like the older daughter, shekor hashem ben Moyov, k'loima me'av, because the younger daughter, that named her son Amoin, was more tznua, v'schar that, generations later, we have an Isser, Al tisgo bom, do not provoke them at all. Or, says Rashi, Shema Medina. There is Or, a name of a city, but that's not what it's referring to over here. That's referring to the entire country, the entire region of Moav, which is referred to as Or. In order to fully understand and fully appreciate the next two psukim and other psukim coming up later on in our topic, we need some background. I'm going to ask you to open up a Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Lech Lecho, Perek Yudalid Posuk Aleph. Over there, the Posuk is talking about the famous Milchemes Arbo Melochim Esachamisho, the war that Lot was taken captive and Avraham Avinu went to save him and he fought that war and he won it. Let's get some background over there. Let's read Psukim Aleph through Zion. Vayehi bimei Amrofel melech Shinor Aryoich melech Elosor Kedor Loimer melech Elom Vesidol melech Goyim. These are the four kings, all in the Bovel area, north of Eretz Yisrael, by Nahar Peros. Osu milchomo esbera melech Sedoim vesbirsha melech Amiro Shinov melech Admo veshem Eiver melech Tzvoyim umelech Bela Hitzoyar. They waged war against these four Eretz Canaan kings, Sedoim and Amiro, all around the area of Yam HaMelech, the western side of Yam HaMelech in Eretz Canaan. כל אלה חוברו אלי מקסידים, הוא יום המלח, 12 שנה עבדו את כדור לא אומר, ו-13 שנה מרודו. The five kings were servants to the four kings, head by כדור לא אומר, for 12 years. They were subservient and paying taxes, and for 13 years they rebelled. ו-14 שנה בו כדור לא אומר, והמלוכים אשר איתוי. On the 14th year of the rebellion, Kedor Laomer and the kings with him got sick of the rebellion, and they came to knock him out, to make some order. And on the way, this is what we need. We need from the middle of Posuk Hay, on the way down from up north, Nahal Peros, they got to get to Sdoim Ve'Amoiro and all these cities, which is on the western side of Yam HaMelech. They're going to come down the eastern side of the Yarden, make their way down all the way to the southern tip of Yam HaMelech, and then turn around and get to Melech Sedoim and Melech Amoiro. And on the way, they're going to conquer a couple of nations that our Psukim in Parshas Dvorim will be referring to them. So remember these names. Vayaku es Rephoim be'ashterois Karnayim. That's nation number one. They knocked out the Rephoim in a place called Ashteroiz Kanaim. We're familiar with that place. We saw it already at the beginning of the parasha. That's where Oig Melech HaBoshon was. Ves Hazuzim Behom. Now they're going further down south, and they conquered the nation called Zuzim. In our parasha, they're going to be called Zamzumim, in a place called Hom. Ves Ho'imim Beshovei Kir Yosoyim. And further down south, they conquered a nation called Amim in the place called Shavi Kilyasoim. Further south, Ves Hachuri Beharerom Seir, the nation of Churi in Har Seir. There's an extra race over here for whatever reason, but it means Har Seir. Ad El Poron Asher El Amidbor. And now they're going to turn around south of Yam HaMelech and head up north. That's Vayashuvu. Vayashuvu means they change directions. Vayavoyu elein mishpot hi kodesh vayaku es kol sedei ho'amoleki. We know that Amolek is south of Eretz Yisrael. That's where they are. So the first nation they hit when they make that turn is Amolek. Vegames ho'emiri hayoshev bechatzetzoyin tomor. Rashi says over there, chatzetzoyin tomor is in Gedi, right next to Yam HaMelech. Adkan. From the psukim we need over there, remember these three nations of the end of Posuk Hei. Vayaku es Rephoim be'ashteroiz Karnayim, ves Hazuzim behom, ves Ho'emim be'shovei Kir Yosoyim. And while you're there in Parshas Lech Lecho, turn to Perek Tes Vov, psukim Yudches, Yudtes, Chof and Chof Aleph. These are the psukim at the end of Bris Berin Absorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a bris with Avraham Avinu that he's going to give him Eretz Kna'an, Eretz Yisrael. Payoim hahu koraz adoino yes avrom bris le moir lezaracho nosat yes oretz azois min har mitzrayim adan ora godoim nehar peros Hashem made a bris with avrom avinu. I will give this land to your descendants from nehar mitzrayim the nilus until nehar peros in the north. Es hakeni ves hakenizi ves hakadmoini. Rashi quoted this pasuk. This is Amoin Moyov and Seir that we were supposed to get, if not for the Chet HaMeraglim, but because of the Chet HaMeraglim, they ended up staying by Amoin Moyov and Seir. And this, the following two psukim, are the seven nations meant for us in Eretz Yisrael. Ves Hachiti, Ves Haperizi, Ves HoRefoim. Remember that Refoim, we'll need that. Ves HoEmeri, Ves HaKenani, Ves HaGirgoshi, Ves HaYivusi. These are the seven nations meant for us. And now back to our topic, in Parshas Dvorim, Perek Beis, Posuk Yud. We're talking about Eretz Moyov. And Hashem just warned us, we may not provoke war against them because we will not be getting any part of their land. Moyov belongs to Bnei Loit. Posuk Yud, Ho'imim lefonim yoshvu vo am godoil v'rav v'rom ka'anokim. The pasuk gives us some history of this country of Moyov. Before Moyov settled down in that region, a nation called the Amim used to live there. A great and mighty strong nation like the Anokim, like the giants. Another point of reference, we saw in Parshas Lech Lecha, the psukim we just saw, that the Amim lived in Shove Kir Yosoim. You all remember the psukim at the end of Parshas Matos, when the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven were given Ever HaYarden, it says over there that Bnei Reuven built a city by the name of Kir Yosoim. That's the same Shove Kir Yosoim, the same city that the Amim used to live in. Same place, just different nation. Back in Lech Lecha, it belonged to the Amim, and here it belonged to Moyov, and then we conquered it. And these Amim lived in that whole area of Moyov, of Or. Posuk Yud Alev Refoim Yichoshevu Avheim Ka'anokim Ve'amoyovim Yikri'u Lohem Amim. These Amim were considered like the nation of the Refoim because they were like Anokim. They were also giants. They were a mighty strong nation like the Refoim who were giants. And the Moyavim nicknamed them as Amim. The word Amo means fear because they put fear on anybody around them, because they were so strong. Refoim also comes from the word, from the root of misrapois, of weak. Anybody who sees them, they became weak just by looking at them. And everybody's wondering, what is the point of these two psukim of telling me the history of which nation used to live in Eretz Moyov before the Moyavim came there? Says Rashi, Ho'emim lefonim atos sovu shezu eretz refoim shenosati loy l'Avrohom. You may think that this is the refoim that I gave Avrom Avinu in Bris Bein Absorim, as we saw in the Psukim in Lech Lecha. Lefi sheho'emim sheim refoim yoshvu bo lefonim. The emim, who were considered like the refoim, they used to live in Eretz Moyov before Moyov came there. And if that's the case, you're probably wondering, how come we can't get their land? Refoim was given to Avrom Avinu, and this is Refoim, so we deserve to get that. Says the Pasuk, Avaloi Zuhi. No, that's not what I meant for you. Ki oisom Refoim hoirashti mipnei bnei loit, voishavtim tachtom. Those Refoim, namely the Amim, which used to live in Moyov, that I gave to bnei loit, that's not what belongs to you. And again, we have to keep the Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha in mind. Originally, if not for the Chet HaMeraglim, we would have taken them over also. But now, because of the Chet HaMeraglim, that's meant for Moyov. Says Rashi, Refoim Yichoshevu, Refoim Hoyu Nechshovim, Oysom Amim. That nation of Amim were considered like Refoim, Ka'anokim, like the giants, Hanikroim Refoim. And why were the giants called Refoim? Al Shem Shekol Aroya Oysom Yodov Misrapois. Whoever sees these giants, his hands get weak. Amim, Al Shem Sheim Moso Muteles Al Abriyos. Their fear is upon all the people around them. They put fear, people are scared of them. And now Rashi is giving a heads up for the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis v'chein uveseil Yoshua choirim unesatim lebnei Esav. Says Rashi, the next pasuk is doing the same thing. You're wondering why you can't conquer Esav, why you can't conquer Seir, even though the choirim used to live there before. And the Ramban tells us that choirim is the same nation as Chivi, which was one of the Bnei Canaan, which was given to Avram Avinu. And this is also the Choiri we saw by the Melchemes Arbo Melochim Esachamisha, the fourth nation they conquered, the Arbo Melochim. After the Refoim and the Zuzim and the Emim, they conquered HaChoiri Beharerom Seir. Those used to be the inhabitants of Har Seir before Esav came and took them over. And that's what the next pasuk is coming to tell us. Uveseir Yoshevu HaChoirim Lefonim ובני עשיו ירשום, וישמידום מפניהם וישבו תחתום, כאשר עשו ישראל לארץ ירוש עשוי, אשר נוסן אדינו אלוהם. And for the very same reason, I don't allow you to conquer Seir, even though the Choirim used to live there, and I gave that to Avram Avinu, but I gave it to Bnei Esav, that they should yarshin that part of Avram Avinu. The word yiroshum in this pasuk doesn't mean to inherit. This pasuk yiroshum means to throw them out. I gave siyata d'shmaya to Esav to throw the choirim out and to destroy them, and they dwelled instead of them. But that didn't happen by itself. That I did, said Hashem, because I gave it to the Bnei Esav as Yerusha from Avram Avinu. Just like I gave Siyata Deshmaya to Am Yisrael to conquer his land, his inheritance, either referring to Ever HaYarden, which they did already, or referring to what they're going to do in Eretz Yisrael. Namely, says Hashem, I give the lands to whoever I want to, and Seir is not meant for you. And once again, this is only after the Chet HaMeraglim. Before the Chet HaMeraglim, we were intended to conquer them also. Says Rashi, Yiroshum. Not Yoshum, rather Yiroshum, which means, says Rashi, Loshon Hoive, the ever-present, the constant. Kloima nosati boim koyach, I gave koyach to Esav shiu moirishim oisav oilchim, to throw them out. So, we can't conquer Moav, we can't conquer Esav, so move on. Posa good gimel. Ato kumu vivru lochem, esnach al zored, venavo ir esnach al zered. And now continue traveling and cross the Nachal Zered, the valley or the river of Zered, and that's what we did. Posuk Yud Daled v'ayomim asher olachnu mikodesh barneya ad asher ovarnu es Nachal Zered shelo yishimu shmineh shono ad toim kol adoir anshei hamilchomo mikerev hamachane kasher nishba adonai lohem. And how long did it take? How many years passed? By the Chet HaMeraglim, where we were in Kodesh Barnea, until we crossed this Nachal Zered, it was 38 years until the entire generation of those originally counted. Who's counted? Those who are above 20 and up. Those eligible to go to war. That's what it means. Anshei HaMilchomo. Anshei HaTzava, above 20, until all those people died, as Hashem has sworn regarding them, when he made the gzeira because of the chet ha'meragli. Posuk tizvor v'gam yad adoinoi hoisabom lehumom mikerev ha'machane ad tumom. Even though the gzeira was that they should die over the next 40 years, as we saw above in Parshash Shlach, but Hashem rushed it a bit because we want to get to Eretz Yisrael already. We want to conquer Eder HaYarden, which is soon about to happen. We're going to conquer Sichon and Og. That's already considered entering Eretz Yisrael. But these people cannot enter Eretz Yisrael. So we cannot start that war until they die. The Gam Yad Hashem Oisabom Lehumam, to rush their death to finish up so we could start moving ahead. Says Rashi, V'gam Yad Hashem Oisabom Lemahir Ulehumam B'toich Arboim Shono Shelo Yigremu Livneim Oilis Akev Bamidbor. They shouldn't cause their children to be delayed more in the desert. פוזוק תזיין ואיך אשר תאמו כל אנשי המלחמו למוס מקרב העום. And when that happened, that all the people that were eligible to go out to war, namely all those people that were counted above the age of 20, when they finished dying, then what happened? Rashi connects these two psukim, and therefore I don't understand why there's a parsha, a paragraph in the middle. Ain't no idea. Says Rashi, Vayikashot tamu vayidaber Hashem elai. What happened now? Only now that everybody died, then vayidaber Hashem elai. We know that by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, and the end of Parshas Behaloscha, when Miriam spoke negatively against Moshe, it says Hashem says it regarding Moshe, pe el pe adaber boy. That's Loshon Chiba. Hashem loves Moshe. Over here, we went back to Vayedaber. Avol Mishiloach HaMeraglim Ad Kan. From when the Meraglim were sent until this point. Lo'inemer beparshazu Vayedaber. Don't say Vayedaber. Elo Vayoymer. Lelamedcho Shekol Shloishim Ushmoyna Shono Shoyu Yisroel Nezufin. As long as Yisroel were Nezufim. Nezufim means like Hashem was upset with them. They were outcasted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe in a loving way, pel pea dabel boy, v'yishuv adas, with tranquility. The whole point of Nevuah is for Am Yisrael. And if Am Yisrael is in Nezufim, so Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to get a Nevuah b'loshen chiba ponim el ponim. Anshei HaMilchomo, what does that mean? They didn't go out to war. Miben Esrim Shono Hayoitzim Batzava, those eligible to go out to war, that they were counted from ages 20 and up. Right, Rashi says this over here on Post Design. I don't know, he could have said it on Posuk Yudalit, where this phrase first appears. Anshei HaMilchomo, maybe in a Hanami, maybe it belongs there. So although Rashi connected the two psokim, and we are in the middle of a topic, nevertheless, we'll pause over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a parsha over here. He gave us permission to take a pause, and we'll continue in the next recording.